Gracious Lord, we thank you for another beautiful morning you have given to us. We appreciate your grace that brought us to church this morning. We want to commit this Sunday school into your hand, that your blessings will be our portion. Lord, we pray, Father, that you will put under chain every wicked power of darkness. Glorify yourself in our life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. While we may stand, and let's open to 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you, can please be seated. It's quite a scripture, isn't it? So we just scratch something a little in the surface. Maybe one time later when we have a last time, we can go more into it. The prophet said, I want to just start with B-U-T, but. Yeah. The prophet said, in the message, Blind Bartimaeus, that is preached in 1955, November 15, 551115, the B part of paragraph 53 to paragraph 55. The prophet said, lepers was beggars. Oh, that horrible plague of leprosy. No one hardly can pass by it without having a funny feeling. I have seen them. I used to think that leprosy was contagious, that you could catch it. But you can't catch leprosy one from another. I have hugged them and kissed them, and everything else. So you can't catch leprosy from one another. It is caused by a diet. Well, if you don't have the faith that the prophet had, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. If you have fear that if you move near them, you catch, then you are going to catch. If you have fear, if you feel that if you move near a leper, you touch them, that you will have leprosy, then when you touch them, you will have leprosy. All right. So the prophet said, you can't catch leprosy from one another. It's caused by diet. And I've had lepers with nothing but just pegs for arms like that. That is their hand just like a peg. Now when you remove this further part of the arm, the remaining is his tongue that just looks like a peg. Wallowing like pegs around, trying to hug me in the prayer line and things. Poor old women on the streets. And sometimes leprosy is toes till they just stand up like a big one. But this one you cannot remove from it. Alright. About that big, real white, but just, oh, horrible looking signs of leprosy. What a horrible thing it is to have. Medical science has no remedy for it yet. And it's a very horrible thing. Not a painful thing. It's so pathetic to see someone that's got their hands dropped off and so forth, and maybe part of their face and their ears eat off with leprosy. and is white looking. It's very horrible sight. Now, that is leprosy. The prophet is saying, from this small region we have just read, that his encounter with lepers, hug them, embrace them, kiss them, hold them close to himself. And the prophet said that it's not contagious as people think. And he also said that the cause of it is wrong diet. I don't know. It looks as if some areas, those sort of wrong diets, they have it more than because, you know, you also said that I've not seen a leper. But we used to popularly, when we are going to Benin, see them, but they have removed them from the road now. One time they used to be, I don't know whether they come back there, but one time they used to, there's a place, like lepers, they have a place inside the bush, quite all right. But they come out so that they can collect money from the people. And while people are driving past, they'll be saying, throw away, because they know that people wouldn't want to touch them. So whatever you have, just throw it. Of course, even those that will pick the one that you put on the ground are the ones that the house is not worse. Because when this leprosy remove all the fingers, there is a Yoruba that said that need to fall down from the hands of a leper, it becomes a witch. Because it can no more pick the needle. I better when you follow what they tell. It's just a wish thereafter. He can't. There's no harm. Nothing to pick. It is his fingers. Everything when God created human being, all that he put in place is for a purpose. So that's why Abraham said that when you lose any of the parts of your body, you are no more complete. If it's one finger, it is the day that this finger is not there, you will know the importance of it. You might think it's tiny. After all, it is five. So if you let one live, then you will know the importance of that one. May the Lord be our one. All right. And the prophet is saying that they don't have a medical solution for it yet. I think if they do have, instead of the government going to feed them in a place, they will rather give them the medical something. I don't know whether as of now they have some medical help. But so let's read also from water of separation. Water of separation, not waters of separation, but water of separation. It's preached 1955, also January 21, paragraph 20. What taking place? They got two turtle doves, killed one over and hardened vessel with running water, poured his blood into a hardened vessel. The hardened vessel, speaking of Christ's humiliation, Christ humiliating himself, coming down, taking on an earthly vessel, and over the running water, which the water in that place spoke of the Spirit. And one dove was killed, and in this was put cedar, scarlet, and hyssop. And the hyssop sprinkled the living bird. The living bird was taken out in a field and turned loose. And when his little wings was afluttering and flying like that, with the blood of his dead mate on it for a cleansing of leprosy, which is a type of sin. Leprosy, the prophet is saying here, is a type of sin. Was a type of the church with the blood of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died in your stead. And the blood cried, holy unto the Lord. Amen. The blood sprinkling the ground, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. A cleansing of lepers. I just learned from some medical research the other day what leprosy is caused from. The wrong diet. That is what causes sin. It is the wrong spiritual diet. It causes a eating leprosy that only God alone can cure. Amen. Now, the physical leprosy is caused from wrong diet. Then the spiritual leprosy is also caused from wrong diet. And both the physical and the spiritual, the prophet is saying that it's only God that can cure them. Now you will now ask me that, what about somebody that have the privilege to be eating at the right table? Sorry that we'll be putting some adage to it to make things play. There's another adage that tell us that you can force a horse to the river. You can't force the horse to drink. Because the drinking of water is operated from the mechanism of inside. There is something that drawn. This thing that is called pump that we will manufacture, they get it from human being. The one that God put there, there is a natural pump inside. That when you are thirsty, just put a cup or something like that, you see that something is pulling it inside. That is the pump that Almighty God has put in there. And except you activate it, you can put your mouth on that water, it will never go inside. Are you following me? For the fact that somebody comes to church, somebody is in church, it doesn't mean that the person is eating the spiritual diet. Events have proved that many are not interested in this spiritual diet, in this spiritual food in due season. Many are not interested. The last few weeks, I've watched it myself personally with keen, with passion, to just sample a few of us here that they just come to church just as a spectator. I must be honest with you. So the leprosy remains. And it is only God that can cure it. Let me read also from the Spirit of Truth. From paragraph 284. Now, each sick person in here, if you will only believe that same one that made that promise, and by the same one that took that leprosy off of that boy, that man, it is the same, God that is right here now. If I could take it off of you, I would do it, but I can't do it. He has already purchased that for you. And the only thing you have to do is to believe it. Amen. What if the boy would have fell in defeat? And the little woman said, no, there is a testimony that precedes in the time of the prophet. Somebody used to have epilepsy. And the prophet in the sermon told the wife that the next time he has it, he said, the shaft that is on him, jack it off and throw it inside the fire and say that I do this in the name of Jesus Christ. And the woman did it, that was the end of that sickness. Alright. What if the boy would have fell in the field and the little woman said, now, what is that shaft got to do? Somebody is having epilepsy. You are talking about putting shaft inside fire. Is it the shaft that have epilepsy? That problem wouldn't work on no one else. It is a personal instruction for the cleansing of this very person. And if this person reasoned and did not follow that instruction, there is no other person in the entire world that will ever help the person. That person will die with that epilepsy. Because it is not written in the scripture or anywhere that when somebody have epilepsy, remove the shaft on him and put it in the fire. This one is a particular, special, personal instruction for this person from the Almighty God. That this very disease this person is having, this is the instruction of how to cure it. Are you following me? The granddaughter of Reverend Doherty, when he was sick, the prophet by a vision told them that, told the woman, the mother, that you, when you get home, say there is a napkin in your kitchen or in the drawer that you have bought, you have not used. He said, you pick that napkin and put it in water and then let the grandfather stay here, let the father stay here.
Let one stay on the top of the bed, let the other one stay at the foot of the bed. And then you start reading the Lord's Prayer. At the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, you use that something to wipe the head. To wipe the head. When you read the middle of the Lord's Prayer, wipe the middle of the child's belly. When at the finishing of it, you wipe the leg of it, the sickness will go. That is a specific instruction from the Almighty God for the healing of this one. You can't copy it. You can't use it for somebody else.
We are going.
That probably wouldn't work on no one else. See, just on him, because it is sent to him. Naaman dip in the river seven times, but somebody else dipping probably wouldn't get over that leprosy. Why? That instruction is meant for Naaman. Somebody else go and copy it and go. You can jump 100 times, you will remain a leper. But notice, it is what he says is the truth. A vindicated, perfect truth. It is a special instruction from the Almighty God, specially designed for this single being that is on earth. It is not for somebody else. It cannot be copied. It cannot be duplicated. It cannot be imitated. It is meant for this person only. And if the person despises that instruction, that is the end of the person throughout his life journey. He will die in that problem. Amen.
Let me read this before we go to the scripture that we read. Of course, this is just the beginning. I will see further on the sermon another time when we have God's provided way for this day. Preached 64:0206 in the evening, paragraph 11 and 12.
Like Naaman dipping in the waters of Jordan. Why? He said the waters up in his country is much cleaner and better. But that wasn't what the prophet said. When the instruction came, of course, like the scripture we read, Naaman is this, he is this, he has achieved this, he has accomplished this, but the end of his CV is that, but he was a leper. Now, he was so lucky that they have in their house a maid from Israel who knew that there is a prophet. Sometimes God works on children, he works on adolescents as well as he works on adults. Don't think that it's only adult that God deals with. Supposing this girl has not been paying attention to what is happening in their country. Supposing this girl is like the other children that were mocking Elisha. They are also children. They are children. And Abraham said, the reason why those ones were mocking Elisha was because of the way their children, their parents were talking about the prophet at home. And the prophet said that that thing that happened was a compensation for what the parents did in the law of his suffering. Yeah. What you sow, you reap. So, this girl that found herself in Syria, I was in the house of Naaman, the captain of the host of Syria. Look at how wonderful the house is. How wonderful the master of the house is. He's a captain. He's probably just like you have the chief of army staff. No, they just very large this week that ended. The president himself was on seat. The vice president was also there. The senate president, all of them were all there. And a lot of dignitaries were there at the burial of Lagbaja. And they all said plenty wonderful words as if it's an angel. You know, the saying that it is
When human beings are alive, they are no good. But when they die, they become angels. But Brother Abraham taught us something different from that. Let's not divert too much.
So, this girl, he studied the situation that this is our God. With all these good qualifications, reputations, and all that he has got, but there is something that spoils it. This end of his CV is bad. He was a leper. Then he said that in Israel, where I come from, we have a prophet there. The prophet said that there is no record that leprosy had been cleansed by anybody there before. But this girl just knows that there is a prophet that God walked on. If this man can humble himself and he can go to that place, there is a possibility of solution for him. And she mentioned it to the mistress. And the mistress also told the husband. And then the husband got his, you know, when big people are going all the way to the end. He chartered, is it money that he carried things from the trenches, the full carriages, and they went. And he took the servant as his ADC. So they got to the place. Maybe he has. The prophet himself was in his studies. Meditated. Then Gehazi came out to see the visitor. When Gehazi looked, behold, it was the captain of Syria, a big man. Just as you have a knock on your door, and you come and discover whether na Makinde, whether na what is the name of the House of Rep, President, Senate, Akpabio, or somebody like that. You wipe your face. What is happening? Am I saying correct? Gehazi saw. What Gehazi was looking at is that this is the end of our poverty. We will enjoy from here all the days of our life. The money will never finish. That is the area his mind was running. That's why Abraham said that Judas, in all the ministries, all that is in his heart is on the money. You never see him say anything good. Go and read all the Gospels, the four of them. The one time that something was said that was worth saying, that the name of the same person was being really good, that the Bible specifies, he says it's not Iscariot. He says it's not Iscariot. Because Iscariot, we never say anything that is spiritual. It's all just the money. May the Lord be gracious to us. That is the way the mind of Gehazi was running. So he ran inside. Okay. We have visitor.
Say, which visitor?
Is it the captain of the host of the Syria? Is it like our door?
Of course, you know the whole story that has gone to the king before. And the king tore his dress. And the message go back to the prophet. The prophet said, bring him here. Of course, even in Syria, the message of the girl was that there is a prophet. He didn't say there is a king. But you know, the mind of king will run political something. Your royal highness, your royal highness. That your royal highness that we have been hearing many years ago. Now, none of them want to be a royal highness, a royal majesty. Royal majesty to imperial majesty. They won't be big title upon nothing. Let's leave those ones. So when Naaman finally found himself here, and Gehazi ran and said, he has called the captain. The prophet said, what is the Naaman's principle? Go and tell him to go to the Bajodan and go and dip himself 7 times and go back. Gehazi himself. Gehazi himself. It was a disappointment. The way he came in was not the way he came out. He came in weak.
He came in tired. He came out. I mean, came in from the back tired.
Sir,
you should go and dip at the River Jordan several times from the airport. Then say, what about the kids?
I mentioned it. He says he's not interested.
He's not interested.
Then, as he was going, himself was offended. Furious!
Say, what type of a message is this one? I came all the way from Syria.
Even maybe when he went to the king, maybe the king said, come out. Only to reach this place. And the person I was sent to did not even come out. Only servant. He was sending servant to me. From his room out.
Is he sick?
Is he paralyzed? He can't even come out. And even at least so decorous. I mean, that at least somebody of different caliber is standing here. Then if you talk of bath, the waters in Syria, that are better than this Jordan is, it's a muddy something, I'm smelling. Abraham said it was at the place where it emptied into Mediterranean Sea, or whatever they call it. So it brings, it bubble out all the mud and the rest of it. So the place is,
see, I don't, this type of thing, I don't.
It was furious.
Then the servant tapped him. Your Excellency, your God, you are in Syria. And this leprosy did not go.
You are told that if you come here, there is a possibility. Now, you went to the palace. The king could not help. When you finally came here, the man of God said, you go to this daughter. You didn't even give it a try.
He said, to go and bab, what about River Abana and the rest of them in Syria?
Clean water! It is not how clean the water is. He says he has bath in all the river in that place. Is it water that used to wash your leprosy?
The servant said, won't you just obey simple instruction and give it a try before you even me? But it was a leopard. Amen. The prophet said,
like Naaman dipping in the waters of Jordan, why? He said the waters up in his country is much cleaner and better, but that wasn't what the prophet said. Deep here, he dipped once. Leprosy was still there. Six times, it was still there. He had to obey and come God's way. And when he fully obeyed God's way, the leprosy left. Why did God decide, if the prophet has come out, which he expected, and touch him, even with his teeth, the leprosy can leave? But the prophet can't do what he wishes. The prophet has to hear from God. And the Bible says that God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Resisting the proud, Yoruba word said, doju ya ko. When somebody is proud, God has a way of bringing them low. That is the first project of the Almighty God. When you see a person that is proud, he wants to bring you down first before you can hear. Because God himself, he hides himself in simplicity and he gives himself in the same. This is the river Jordan, that's where Christ went to be baptized. God decided that for your leprosy to go, you will get to that place. And you are not going to deep ones like Christ. Christ was deep once for his baptism. You enter in seven times. Because God receives the proud, he gives grace unto the humble. When he discovered that somebody is high shoulders, you can't get anything from God. The shoulders must come down before God can have anything to do with the person. Amen.
Right. Because of the time, let me jump and quickly.
Perseverance
of CC 206.08, paragraph 128.
That aren't a modern believer today, you will come right down and do it the way I want you to.
See, I just won't receive it.
Yeah, that is the way Naaman was trying to get rid of his leprosy. But you have to take it the way he brings it. And when faith gets a hold of it, you go on with it. Amen.
Yeah, let me read this. Restoration of the bright sheep. I will just read paragraph 376 and 378, the associational paragraph.
Well, if you want to get rid of your leprosy, go on down there. But if you want to keep it, go on up there. He said, deep. And I can see him walking out in that water. Could you imagine? Oh, that hut is prestige. I can see, you know, see him towing up like that. No scolding, you know. I'm reading.
He was holding his nose.
Something that, or even the head will enter inside.
The old head will enter inside. You are seeing doing like this. As if the thing will not even reach your knee.
The old head is entering inside. That is where some people try to come to Christ. I like to go to heaven, but oh man, wonder if the rest have to look at me. Oh, you hypocrite. You will never get it anyhow. That's right. See, you will never get it anyhow. Don't worry. You don't want it. You don't want it enough yet.
That's right.
You don't want it enough. That's right. That's exactly it. When you are ready to get it, you will get it. All right. God will give it to you when you are ready. Amen. But he was a leper. A great man. He's the captain of the host of the Syrian. He was a great man with his master. He was honorable because God has given him deliverance, brought deliverance through him unto Syria, and he was a mighty man in valor, good reputation, but he was a leper. Think as we close about 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my post, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Nevertheless, he was born as a child of sorrow. And they named him Jabez. And the meaning of his name is pain and sorrow. And you know that name characterizes somebody. And you look at it, that is this the way my life will be? That because your name is what we are going to live by. That I'm going to live in sorrow and pain for the days of my life, I'll call on the name of the Lord and say, God, please bless me. Enlarge my hopes. Let your hand be with me. Keep me from the evil, so that this name will not grieve me, do not have effect in my life. And the Bible says that God grants Edom that which he requested. That was a bug in his life. He was born, it was not his own fault, but he was born inside a sorrowful environment. He was born at the time of sorrow. He was born in the time of agony and pain. And he just grew to the time of being able to reach the level of accountability and see the problem that lays ahead. And he asked God, say, remember me and be merciful unto me. You know, there is a chorus that we normally sing in Yoruba, but the English is, there is a birth in this life. Say, I do not want it from today on. The God who hid the birth in Jabez's life, hid the birth in my life.
There is a port in this life. I do not want it from today on. That God who he that bought in Jabez's life, he that bought in my Shugwan, Shugwan, come. Oh, Emi Kufa, Mala Toni, oh, Oba Towo, Shugwan, Jabez. Oh, Shugwan,
I don't know what the fault in your life is, but God can remove it. Depending on your attitude, depending on your faith, depending on your revelation, depending on your approach. Let us bow our heads.
I have listened, Lord, we thank you again this morning for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. Thank you for bringing us together from our different homes. Your protection and cares upon our lives is with us in this place. We are very grateful to you for your word that we have just heard. Though we have heard your word, we have heard about the life of Naaman. We have heard about him and all that goes along with him. We heard about Jabez. Lord Jesus, we are looking unto thee, O God, that in this life journey, may you help each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. May we not come to your house to be spectators. May we not come to be bedwormers. May we come all the time, O God, with the desire in our heart to be better citizens of your kingdom. We are the only one that has the ability to walk upon your people. We are asking sincerely from the depth of our hearts, while you are walking upon your people, please, Master, do not pass any of us by. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. The blessings that have accompanied the teaching in this Sunday school may they be permanent in our lives. We praise your servants as we move forward for more of your blessings in the remaining services of the day. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray with all faith at thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.